This is KBSX 91.5, and I'm Samantha Wright. Idaho's Secretary of State says he won't put up billboards advertising the state's Democratic caucus on March 22nd. Lawrence Denny came under fire this week from the Idaho Democratic Party, which objects to 22 state-funded billboards that advertise the state's presidential primary on March 8th. The primary is solely for the Republican and Constitution parties after Democrats chose to hold their event at a later time. The Democrats say the billboards are misleading and unfair because they don't include the date of their caucus. I asked Denny if he thought the billboards were unfair.
In my opinion, no. Our office handles elections, and we are required by law to handle this March 8th presidential primary. The Democrats chose not to participate in that and have their own caucus. We have absolutely nothing to do with the running of their caucus.
So what's the goal of the billboards that you have up right now?
The goal is to direct people, if they have questions, to the Idaho Votes website. There is information on that website about the Democratic caucus as well. It provides a link to their website, and so the people who want to participate on the Democrat caucus have that information.
And if the goal of the billboard is to get more people to come out and vote, why not include more comprehensive information on the sign, like the Democratic date?
It's not our responsibility to advertise the caucus. The goal is to get more people out to vote. But the real goal is to, if you look at the billboards basically are the Idaho Votes website. And that was our goal, is to drive people to that website if they want more information.
And let me play devil's advocate here for a minute. When you were campaigning for Secretary of State, there were some questions about you might inject partisan politics into the Secretary of State's office because you were a partisan politician before. Are you worried that you're going to be perceived as being partisan now because of this?
I am partisan, but the design was not necessarily my design. I did approve it. And at the time, I said, we don't want to be partisan. Just make it as simple as you can, and that's what we came up with, and I did approve it.
Are there any plans to do another billboard for the caucus?
No. No, that's not our responsibility.
And so you're saying the Democrats had their chance to be part of the primary date or the date of the 8th, and they basically missed out on that.
We are required to run that election, and we have absolutely no hand in running their caucus.
Are you worried that some people will be confused because there are two different dates, one for Republicans and one for Democrats?
I'm sure that there is some confusion, and this is a major change in election, having a presidential primary. So, and we thought, there will be confusion. The best way to handle that is to drive people to the Idaho Votes website, and I think the coverage that we're getting is doing that. I think it is driving people to that website, which does mention or gives a link to the Democratic webpage and their caucus.
Are you going to respond to the Democrats? I know they wrote you a letter and had some complaints. Are you going to respond to them?
Not officially. We did respond by email when they first started complaining that they had the opportunity that our position was, that we are to run the elections, and they opted not to go the election route.
So are you hopeful that these billboards will help get more people to the polls?
The purpose of the billboards was to just let people know that there is an upcoming event and to channel them to our website for information. And it's certainly information that you could not put on a billboard and have people read it and understand it driving 80 miles an hour down the road. I think the number one thing is to show the Idaho Votes logo and get people to to click on that and get information there.
That's Idaho's Secretary of State, Lawrence Denny.